I've been looking forward to this moment for a few weeks now, ever since we scheduled it. Alana Kalesa is here. Hello.
Hello, Larry.
It's nice to have you with us. Alana works for Carnegie Science Center. She used to be the girl next door. She still kind of is, but at our Alana worked at the Children's Museum, which is how we met, and her offices were right next door to ours. And she's been at Carnegie Science Center, gosh, has it been?
About 4 years now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It goes by very, very fast. And we're here to talk about STEMosphere this morning. And let's just get right to it. STEM, first of all, is science, technology, engineering, math. Sometimes folks add an A in there for arts. I think the A is implied in everything we do, but STEMosphere is it. And what is it exactly?
So STEMosphere.org is a online resource for STEM education programs and events and clubs and online curriculum for everyone in the Southwestern Pennsylvania community, whether they're parents and family members or students themselves. We have a ton of resources for educators that are either teachers in the classroom at schools or after school summer program educators as well. And it's also a place where people that are just committed to STEM and believe in the importance of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education can find information about what's happening in the Pittsburgh area.
How do you maintain this kind of resource? It's because there's so much that's going on.
You're absolutely right. There is a ton going on in STEM education in our region, and we have a lot of staff at the Science Center that is always looking for what's happening in the community, adding it to the directory on this website so it can be easily found by all the people in the community.
So let's do a real-world example. I am a parent. Maybe I either am homeschooling children, or perhaps I just want to get my children involved in robotics. And I have an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. Would I be able to find something?
Absolutely. So one of the things that's so great about the directory in STEMosphere is that you can search by a topic area. So in your example, looking for robotics programs, you could type in robotics. You could also search by grade level. So for, you know, an elementary student versus a middle school student, or even our earliest learners that are preschool age, you can search the directory by appropriate age level as well.
So you go to stemosphere.org. It's like hemisphere except stemosphere.org. And you can find these kinds of resources. If you're a teacher, you can find assets that you can bring to your classroom, or relationships you can build. It's kind of a really interesting idea. Do you have any anecdotes in terms of some really neat connections that have happened?
Sure. One of the things that I love about the STEMosphere site is it has a lot of great STEM opportunities from Carnegie Science Center, but this is really a community resource that we provide. So it has programs from organizations throughout the region. So I'll use myself as an example. I have 2 children. My son Nico is in 6th grade.
And hi, Nico.
I think they're listening at home. My daughter Vivian is in 1st grade.
Hi, Vivian.
And of course, as a parent, I was looking for summer camp programs. And of course, working at Carnegie Science Center, I knew all of the wonderful summer camps that we offered, but I also wanted to give them some experiences that were beyond just where I worked. So I was able to find programs at the zoo or at the aviary. Vivian had a wonderful experience at the aviary camp this past summer. So I think that having resources from so many different organizations allows those connections to happen and allows kids to have these amazing STEM education opportunities that maybe otherwise they wouldn't have.
Just for fun, we'll give you the opportunity, if you have a question about a resource, you can phone us at 412-200-5975. You can try to stump Alana. She doesn't have a computer in front of her. STEMosphere.org is how you get to the site. And in a second, I want to talk too about how you can contribute your own resources that you're aware of to get involved in the STEMisphere program, your portal to a universe of opportunities, is what STEMisphere is known as. Alana Kalesa is here from Carnegie Science Center. And we'd welcome your call at 412-200-5975. Alana is here. So if I am providing something, maybe I'm developing something that I would like kids to get involved with, or I'm a teacher with a curriculum that I would like to share with another teacher, or I'm looking for advice. I mean, is there a way to connect that way too?
Absolutely. So right on the site, there is a little icon that says submit a resource. So if you are at an organization that has STEM education resources, or you're an educator and have some amazing lesson plans or curriculum ideas that you want to share and point other people to, you can simply fill out that submit a resource form and somebody from Carnegie Science Center will be back in touch with you and we can add it to the directory of our resources. But we don't add just anything, I have to say. We really do vet the resources that we put on STEMisphere because we want to make sure that they are high-quality, effective STEM education supports. So we're looking for resources that involve project-based learning, that address science, technology, engineering, and math, obviously, but in an integrated way. So it's about how those different subject areas connect to one another, not just each independent topic.
I was curious about that. So you, and it's good to have a bright line. Can you give an example of something that might embrace all of those areas?
Sure. I'll use an example from Carnegie Science Center. This week, we just finished our ChemFest program. And ChemFest is obviously a celebration of chemistry and affiliated scientific concepts. And it's very much focused on hands-on, interactive experiences for young people to come and see how exciting the study of chemistry can be. So that's something that we would absolutely want to list. It's very focused on problem solving and critical thinking and how students can apply what they learn through projects to real life applications that are relevant and meaningful to them every day.
What a great resource. And it's good to know those ideas are vetted too. One thing that really strikes me about Carnegie Science Center, as I've observed its development over the last 10 years or so, is it's always been a great place, but it's so much more community-oriented and ingrained really into the whole community of science, if you will. And I not to say that it hasn't been over the years, but it just seems like if you're a kid and you want to actually work with somebody that has a career as an engineer or a scientist, you can get in touch with her and actually learn from her or him as you do that. And this is one, I think, program that embodies that because it connects people.
Yeah, thank you. Because I think that those connections and those relationships between scientists, whether they have a PhD or whether they're 3 years old and exploring their surroundings with observational skills and experimentation and forming their own hypotheses at that age, I think that's something that's really important to us in all the work that we do, not just the STEMisphere site.
Now, the site is best explained by just encouraging you to browse through it and to find ideas, stemisphere.org. Is anybody else doing anything like this in the country that you're aware of?
There are some other STEM resource aggregation websites, but none have the kinds of resources that we've got for our community here in the Pittsburgh area. And I think that's because of those relationships that we were just talking about. We work with a lot of organizations that provide STEM education supports, and we wanted to make sure that it was representative of our area. So some of them at a national level point to one or two or a couple big things that are happening in Pittsburgh, but this is very much a born and bred Pittsburgh-centric kind of a directory of sources.
This is Alana Kalesa from Carnegie Science Center. So let's talk about something you could do with your youngest of children. If you have a kindergartner or a first grader and you want to teach them perhaps little bit about kitchen science. Is there something there for them?
Sure, absolutely. Actually, one of the resources that you can find through STEMisphere that's provided by Carnegie Science Center is a series of videos that we created with PNC Grow Up Great that explores what family members can do with their youngest learners at home. And there's a great activity that you can find about whether things will sink or whether they will float. And that's something that you can do in the kitchen sink or in the bathtub or as you're cooking dinner or breakfast or lunch. So that's a great example of an activity. There are lots of early learner activities that explore fun with bubbles and bubble making. So you can certainly search STEMisphere for those, as well as look for some of the early learner resources from Carnegie Science Center site.
I just Googled sink or float. And in addition to getting the one you just described, here's how to construct a buoyant scuba diver. In this activity, students learn how organisms float, sink, or hover in water as they construct a neutrally buoyant scuba diver. And this is for grades 6 to 8. And it goes through, wow. It goes through how to take an action. What a cool idea. It takes an action figure and basically puts together the pieces to attach to the action figure, and they're going to turn the action figure into a buoyant scuba diver. That's amazing. Now, did you know about that one, or did that surprise you?
So we have thousands of resources in STEMisphere, which is great. So I have to say, I don't know every single activity by heart. But one of the things that I love about the site is that it really is, as you said, that portal to a universe of STEM opportunities, because there are so many amazing resources out there. And we're trying to really direct people and point people to them in a way that makes sense. So if they're looking for things about buoyancy, or they're looking about for things for early learners, we're trying to give them a path to navigate to those resources.
This is really cool, and it, I think, brings it home. It gives this is intended for a teacher to teach to his or her middle school class, and it lists the materials that you're going to need if you're a teacher. And, you know, small action figures, one per student, small rubber balloons, which are probably going to be the oxygen sources or the air tanks, rubber bands, toothpicks, pennies, which I'm guessing are going to be to adjust the weight of the action figure. You're going to need at least 100 pennies, it says. That masking tape, paper clips, buckets, one bucket per group, which must be for the buoyancy test. But you don't have to really guess what these things are, because the entire recipe for how to teach the activity is here, with illustrations, vocabulary, and also some suggested discussion questions afterwards. And certainly teachers, I'm sure, riff on these in any way they care to. What a great idea. And you can share them on Facebook. I was just going to ask if there was a comment section, and indeed there is. So you could do the work, submit a comment on it, and that will help Carnegie Science Center refine the activity that's listed there.
So this is not actually an activity that the Science Center created. This is an activity that another educator created and submitted to STEMisphere, which I think really exemplifies how we're trying to aggregate all of those amazing ideas and amazing resources that are out there. But the comments, we actually do provide for an opportunity for users to give their feedback on one of the resources, to say, okay, this one was a great one. I used it in my classroom. It was really successful. Or Carnegie Science Center, you might want to take a look at this one. If you're putting it in STEMisphere, it wasn't so hot. Although we haven't had those comments. We have a lot more feedback about, this was a great program. Thanks so much for pointing it out to me.
What a cool thing. That one was from ASEE, which is an engineering society. So it's just all sorts of activities. You've got to be thrilled. Now, and I know also there's resources in West Virginia too, right?
Correct, yeah. So one of the things that we're working on is how we can really leverage the STEMisphere website and the information that we've collected and broaden the geographic scope. So working with educators and working with the Department of Education in the state of West Virginia to create an opportunity for them to have an online directory that covers their neck of the woods as well as ours.
If you have any questions, we have a few moments. Maybe you're looking for a particular activity that Alana can point you to, or you just have a question about how stemisphere.org works. It's, you know, I could imagine just hanging out on this website and looking and looking and looking. And it never occurred to me. We do workshops in middle school and high school. First of all, we have some audio-based methodologies that we could contribute to Stemisphere, but I wouldn't mind looking through. There's one we do that involves drops of water dropping at a particular frequency and then a speaker that is vibrating tones at the same frequency, and it makes the water drops appear to be still when the two frequencies match one another, and it's kind of cool, and we've got some tricks as to how we've done it. We also perfected building a working microphone out of a Dixie cup and some ceramic magnets and some wire and other things. So I would imagine we could submit those.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, sitting here in the studio, I'm surrounded by technology and engineering, and there's a lot of science and math embedded in everything that you do and the games that I hear all the time and challenging people. So I think that, yes, you should absolutely submit some resources to Stemisphere.
What a great idea. Stemisphere.org. is how you can get into it at Carnegie Science Center. And the internet's, here's a good thing. You know, a lot of stuff's coming out lately. It might be in your Facebook feed or Twitter, and it's like, stop, I want something positive. Here's a really positive thing right here in Pittsburgh. Is there anything else? Whoa, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, I think your comment about the internet's a wonderful thing is spot on, but it can also be daunting. There's so much out there that it's hard to narrow down, you know, your searches. And sometimes Google is perfect, and then other times Google doesn't quite get you where you need to go. And I think that's part of why Stemisphere is so valuable in our community, is it is very tailored. It's very specific to topics in STEM, kids learning about STEM, and we know that that excitement and that early exposure and positivity around these subject matters, which some people perceive as maybe not for them or really hard, doesn't necessarily have to be the case. We want families to have experiences that gets young learners and learners of all ages really excited about it, to see the potential that it has for their future and not be dissuaded when classes get tough. So I think it's important that young people really have those early and often experiences that are available by searching Stemisphere.
One thing I noticed too is if you're looking for an internship or if you are looking for interns, that would be the one part of the site that is not activity-based per se, but it's just a good way to connect people.
Right, and I think that's a good point. The resources in Stemisphere aren't just date and place-specific types of programs or events. You know, we have a lot of information about programs and events and competitions, but there are a lot of those resources that are like internships or curriculum and things that are a little more evergreen and everlasting, and people can connect through those. So thanks for pointing that out.
Great. Thank you for being here. I knew this time was going to really move very quickly. Is there anything else you want to mention?
I would just say that the best way to explore Stemisphere is by going to stemisphere.org, clicking around and looking for opportunities for your young learners and learners of all ages, especially young women who are underrepresented in STEM fields. And we really need to make sure that young women have the same experiences that ignite that spark of excitement around STEM.
Stemisphere.org is how to get there. Alana, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
And hello, Vivian. Hello, Nico. And hello, Kevin. They're all listening, I hope, up early this morning.